Let me tell you my story. So as a child, one thing that I realized was that I was utterly, absolutely ignorant. And everybody around me seemed to know just about everything. I did not know anything at all. So because I did not know anything, I had to pay enormous attention towards everything. My sense of attention became like this. If I see a leaf, I could just sit there looking at this leaf, just staring at it for hours. If I sat up in my bed, just staring at the darkness, I could just do this for the whole night. So this attention brought a completely different level of involvement and interaction with just about anything and everything around me, animate and inanimate. But everybody else seemed to know everything and they were just going about their life busy and happy. But I was just staring at every little thing. Then I saw that, I realized that even they did not know anything. It is just that they had their assumptions and belief systems that they were happy with, either their own or what was handed down to them by someone else. And they not only knew about what is here, they also knew about other worlds, about gods, about heavens and everything. And here I was struggling to figure out what is what. So this so intrigued me that I started planting myself outside a major temple here in Mysore because I wanted to really see, after having a meeting with God, after having a conversation with God, how people will be. So I stood there intensely observing every face that's walking out of the temple, and generally I heard local gossip. Sometimes in Indian temples your footwear walks away with someone else, and then I see, hear people cursing the creation and the creator. I always found people walking out of restaurants as, or always had more joyful faces than people walking out of temples. I could not come to terms with this, and so I slowly became more and more and more skeptical about everybody and everything around me. Skeptical about social structures, political systems, religious beliefs, even scientific theories, because none of them match with my experience of life. On a certain day, I started moving towards Chamundi Hill, and I went up and sat on a rock there. Till that moment in my life, I always thought this is me, and that's somebody else and something else. But for the first time, I did not know which is me and which is not me. Suddenly, what was me was just all over the place. The very rock on which I was sitting, the air that I breathed, the very atmosphere around me, I had just exploded into everything. That sounds like utter insanity. This, I thought, lasted for 10 to 15 minutes. But when I came back to my normal consciousness, I was about 4.5 hours. I was sitting there, fully conscious, eyes open, but time had just flipped in my experience. For the first time in my adult life, tears were flowing down. And I've always been peaceful and happy, that was not the issue, but here I was drenched in a completely different kind of blissfulness, every cell in my body bursting with ecstasy. When I shook my head and trying to get some logical explanation for what's happening to me, the only thing that my very smart mind could say was, maybe I'm just going off my rocker. This experience, as it deepened and it started repeating itself, if I just sit here, what is moments for me seem to be hours for others. I think it's a minute, hours have gone. On a certain day I happened to be sitting in a certain place. I actually thought it's about 25-30 minutes. But when I came to my normal senses, 13 days had gone by. I was sitting right there. India being what it is, a whole crowd had gathered, garlands around my neck, people touching my feet, somebody wants to know what will happen to his business, somebody wants to know when his daughter will get married. All the things that I hated were just happening around me. And I had to move away from this place just to avoid this crowd around me. And as this experience deepened into me, one thing that happened to me was everything that I believed was me suddenly was not me. This was always me. And suddenly I found this is just an accumulation of food that I've eaten. What I accumulate can be mine but can never be me. This was just a huge heap of impressions in my mind. And this body and mind, not being me, but just being mine. A distance arose between me and my body, between me and my mind. This also facilitated by certain experience with it, that suddenly the equation of time and space was suddenly not applicable for me. I was seeing that what is here is there, what is there is here. Past, present and future got mixed up. It was one majestic chaos, but utterly beautiful. So my skeptical mind, not able to come to terms with it, started conducting experiments. These experiments are too weird to talk about, and the results too fairy tale-ish for anybody to believe. But one thing that I arrived at was that existence is not human-centric. And all human experience is self-made. Most people believe that their experience is molded by what situations in which they exist. All human experience is 100% self-created from within. I think today a lot of science is beginning to agree with that. And having realized that if all experience is created from within, if the basis of your experience is within you, the seat of your experience is within you as it is, what kind of experience of life would you want to have? For yourself, I'm sure you want it to be at most pleasantness, whatever you may be doing. What you want for your neighbor may be debatable, but what you want for yourself, definitely.